Their routine has changed a lot at the moment, and they would feel anxious for the same reasons that us adults feel anxious as well. When our routine changes, our subconscious starts to set off alerts because something's different, something's not right. So our fight or flight response can kick in a lot more than usual when something changes because we don't naturally know how to react. So children thrive on routine as well. In general, they like to know the rules, and when all of that's taken away from them, it's kind of a bit like, well, where do you go now? So that's can make us anxious. The same as adults, adults, when you have your job taken away and everything, you have to build a new life, a new temporary life, because at some point we will have to start getting back to normal, which in turn will start to make us anxious again.
Is that why getting kids back familiar with their routines can kind of help them before going back to school?
Yeah, mainly because if they're having later bedtimes as well, as we all know, if we're tired and children are tired, it can make you feel really ratty. So it's really important to do that at least a week before, because doing it the night before isn't long enough to start to get back into a routine. And then a child would perceive that as quite negative if they like staying up and they're eating sweets late at night and all things like this. If you all of a sudden say, well, you can't do that because you're going back to school, they will associate that quite negatively. Whereas if it's been put in place at least a week before, gradually, it's not something that young children would even notice had have happened. So by the time that they do go back to school, they'll be back in their routine, having their 12 hours sleep a night for the very little ones. So yeah, it'll really help them.
Could you briefly outline the tips that you spoke about in your video?
Yes, so the tips are avoid just giving reassurance. So obviously giving reassurance can be helpful. If a child comes to you with a problem, obviously as a parent it is your job, you're automatically going to be reassuring. But just saying to a child, you'll be fine, you was fine before, you'll be fine again, you'll get used to it. That's great, but it's often not enough, because that child needs to find a way to help to calm themselves. The same as an adult, if you have a phobia and someone says to you, well, it can't hurt you, there's no need to be scared of it. That's on a conscious level, that's actually not going to help you be able to calm yourself down. So that's about giving them coping techniques to help calm them down. And the one I spoke about in my video was drawing or writing a happy ending. So if a child's worried about going back to school because they've heard a lot of what's going on in the media and adults talking, and they have this feeling of it's not safe, they're automatically imagining the worst. So they're using their subconscious to imagine, well, something's going to happen. It's not safe, it's going to be bad. So actually getting them to sit down and write a happy ending is getting them to use their imagination to imagine the best and actually what's most likely to happen. It's going to be okay. You're going to have a nice day. You're going to enjoy seeing some of your friends again. So that can really help giving them that coping technique.